A brothel, Ron said. What do you mean to do here? What does one usually do in a brothel? The sellsword laughed. She's not enough, eh? She was pretty enough for a camp follower, but I'm no longer in camp. Little men have big appetites, and I'm told the girls here are fit for a king. Is the boy old enough? Not Geoffrey, Robert. This house was a great favourite of his. Although Geoffrey may indeed be old enough, an interesting notion that. If you and the Black Ears care to amuse yourself, feel free. But Shataya's girls are costly. You'll find cheaper houses all along the street. Leave one man here, who'll know where to find the others when I wish to return. Bronn nodded. As you say. The Black Ears were all grins. Inside the door, a tall woman in flowing silks was waiting for him. She had ebon skin and sandalwood eyes.
I am Shataya, she announced, bowing deeply. And you are?
Let us not get into the habit of names. Names are dangerous. The air smelled of some exotic spice, and the floor beneath his feet displayed a mosaic of two women entwined in love. You have a pleasant establishment.
I have laboured long to make it so. I'm glad the hand is pleased.
Her voice was flowing amber, liquid with the accents of the distant summer isles.